Heat. Welcome to the O Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. Don't forget to rate, leave a comment, subscribe, all the good free things that you can do to help make this podcast better. And the only way to make it better is with you. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Jey Uso has won the IC Championship. He defied the odds, y'all. He beat the Golden Boy, Bron Breakker. He did it on an episode of Raw. Not a pay-per-view, not a Bad Blood, not a WrestleMania. My man captured IC Gold on a random Raw at the end of September in 2024. Good on you, Jey Uso. You have become a singles champion. That's huge. Think about Jey Uso's run in the company, kind of being tethered to his brother. You thought, you know, they were going to be a tag team forever, and then they split up, and off Jey goes to Raw all by his lonesome. You know, he's fighting Judgment Day. He's battling, you know, Drew McIntyre. He's trying to be a good guy, even though the Bloodline, you know, terrorized the company for years. And now, a couple years later, he's holding singles gold. It's a great story. He defied the odds. He defied my odds. I will admit, when I saw, you know, he's taking on Bron Breakker for the IC Championship on Raw, I said, well, that's a poorly booked match. We know Braun's going over. That's their guy, you know? Jey Uso is going to put this young dude over and help him, you know, hold on to that title a little longer. I said, man, they really booked Jey into a corner. And I was like, and you know why? It's because he doesn't have any bite. You know, he had a little bite when he was the right-hand man of the Bloodline. Right now he's so jovial and he's jumping and he's yeeting and he's, you know, cutting these happy promos and he's coming through the crowd and he's, you know, got the whole place dancing. He doesn't have an edge. Man, they shut me. I shut myself the hell down watching that match. I was watching it completely invested. Well, not completely invested. I was looking at something else too. But I turned my attention right at the end. I was completely focused, and I'm watching this match. And right as Jey hit his splash and Braun kicked out, I go, oh boy, here we go. Braun's gonna turn it around. He's gonna kill Jey Uso's dreams, and we're gonna watch, you know, something silly happen. Then they have this great spot where Braun's gonna take Jey out on the outside. He's going for the spear or something, and Jey hits him with the super kick on the outside, throws him into the barricade, and then hits him with a spear through the barricade, and the crowd is erupting. The crowd's freaking out. I'm not freaking out. Why? Because I'm like, the Judgment Day is gonna show up. Because he has this thing with Damian Priest and Rhea, and they're battling the Judgment Day together. I'm like, so here's where, you know, he throws Braun into the ring and Judgment Day is going to come out and, you know, cause a scene. You know, I'm booking the match in my head like a traditional booker. I'm booking the match in my head the way Vince would book it. I'm booking the match in my head the way Triple H would book it a couple of weeks ago. But Jey climbs the top rope. Nobody shows up. And you know how I knew he was winning? The camera panned out so far to show that he was all by himself. The camera panned out just far enough where you can see him climbing the rope, that no one was around the ring, that it was just him in position to win. He hit the splash. He got the 1-2-3, and the place melted. Jey Uso... The only thing I didn't like about the match was the fact that USA cut off his celebration. He jumped into the crowd to go yeet with the crowd. As he gets to the one of the steps and turns around to start yeeting, he does the yeet. Fireworks go off. Before you get 3 seconds of fireworks, USA cut off. I was like, no, I want to see the rest. I want to see the emotion. You know, he was already super emotional in the ring. He was laying there. I know, contemplating, like, I finally made it. And he did. And it's great. And one of the things that I love about the fact that he won was just the fact that the title changed hands on Raw. And Bron Breakker didn't, you know, carry this title forever. It was a meaningful match. It was a meaningful win. And it gives the IC belt a little bit more, I was going to say flavor, but it gives it a little bit more like texture, right? Like, we've had the super long title reign with Gunther, and that's great. We don't need every title reign to be 6 months, 12 months, 7 years. It doesn't have to be like that. And what this does is it sets up a very interesting upper mid-card title kind of mixture, right? With Bron Breakker, now you have Jey Uso as champ. Sammy has moved on to try and face Gunther, but having Sammy come back down and be in that mix works. Bronson Reed, once he's done with Braun Strowman, will be in that mix as well. Ilya Dragunov, like, you have all these incredible talents in this pool that can battle back and forth for this workhorse title. And Jey Uso at the front of that, it feels right. You know, he's going to be the underdog champ because everyone in that locker room is, you know, a killer. But he proved that he can win a match, that he can endure, right? He can endure the punishment from bigger dudes. And it's Jey friggin' Uso. That's the guy, right? For years, we've been saying Jey Uso's the guy. Roman Reigns called it, you're the main event. That whole time, I said before Cody Rhodes showed up, Jey Uso should take the title from Roman Reigns based on the story that they were telling. And if he had, I would have been 100% on board. It would have made sense if Jey Uso beat Roman Reigns for the world title. He didn't. But now he's in a position, he's one step closer to actually challenging for the world title and winning, being a title holder, a world title holder. And I'm here for it. Good on Jey Uso. I'm fully on board with his title reign. I hope it goes well. No matter how long it is, that's a tick on his belt. And maybe they're working towards a Xavier Woods IC title championship with his sort of insecurities about not winning a singles title. And now with Jey Uso at the top there and New Day having so much history with Jay and his brother, maybe they tangle and Xavier Woods can get an IC championship. Who knows? They have to do something with Xavier Woods because he can't keep crying about singles gold and not put him in a position to either win it or lose it, right? So we'll see how that takes off. I guess in the last 2 minutes, I'll just comment on